This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's also Ash Wednesday as well. The big show, the fireworks, the fun, frivolity. It was all last night when President Trump addressed a joint meeting of Congress. And joining us right now, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. I'm a little groggy. We were up till about 1 a.m. But what a night.
Yeah. Let's start. Al Green got tossed out, and anybody wanted to, people were asking, did you hear him say anything?
Yeah, bless his heart. you know, he's kind of known for these types of theatrics, you know, and I've always kind of laughed a little bit because he's always talking about, you know, the Democrats are the party of the future, and nothing screams future like a 78-year-old man shaking a cane at you.
Mm.
But he was all about, you know, resist, and I think he said something about slavery and called the president a liar. And, you know, that area where he was at, and the chamber is actually quite small, so we could all hear it, but that whole area was mic'd up, and the speaker had originally even told us, he's like, listen, if they stand up, we're gonna cut those mics where they're at, because we're not going to give them the time of day. We're not going to give them the platform to steal the president's thunder. This is about America. This is about really turning the page, and we're not going to deal with that nonsense. And so a lot of people really couldn't hear it, but I mean, it was the same typical Democrat nonsense.
Well, yeah, and I think the outcome was appropriate. He got tossed. Hey, the Democrats didn't react to, if I'm counting right, they didn't react positively to anything except maybe aid to Ukraine, but save for that, even things that had nothing to do with politics, right?
Yeah, this was shocking to me. I was actually just telling a reporter very, very early this morning how, this being my fifth State of the Union, I remember whenever President Biden would say something that was pro-police or pro-America or something that, you know, we believed in, we would stand and we would clap.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting hate mail for having stood up and clapped when he talked about supporting firefighters. And of course, you guys know, mm-hmm. married to a firefighter. So of course I'm going to stand up and clap for our first responders. And, you know, as any normal red-blooded American would.
Right.
But last night, they refused to stand for anything. They couldn't stand for a 13-year-old kid battling brain cancer. They couldn't stand for the parents of Lake and Riley and Jocelyn, two women who, one a girl, a 12-year-old girl, and one a young woman who were brutalized sexually and then horribly murdered by illegals. They couldn't stand for their families. They couldn't stand for the announcement that we captured the terrorist mastermind behind the Abbey Gate disaster. They couldn't stand for a single freaking thing. And I was in the room and we kept tracking it like, nope, didn't stand for that. How sick do you have to be? But honestly, it dawned on me very late last night. They will stand for nothing. They have subscribed to the identity crisis, the identity politics of the last couple decades, so much so that they have lost their identity entirely. This is a moment where they've got a lot of soul searching to do, because the American people watched this and said, they can't even come to stand for a kid with brain cancer? What is wrong with these people?
Yeah, and what about some of the, they were wearing pink. I thought, was that Are they trying to claim they're for women's rights, but not a single one would vote to support the ban on biological males playing in women's sports? What's the pink mean?
I'm not sure. I think there was a lot of confusion amongst the Democrats yesterday. I actually talked to a few of them. The women had said they were doing pink for women, but of course, when I asked, well, why don't you vote for women, you know, protecting women's spaces in sports, they're immediately silent. Then there was a group that said they were going to bring empty egg cartons and clackers. And I asked one of my Democrat colleagues in the hallway yesterday, I said, well, I don't remember you bringing egg cartons when we had historic inflation on our groceries under Biden.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a response. And then there was the group that wanted to do the paddles, which social media is absolutely roasting these people. Never hold up a blank sign or a paddle. Social media and the internet will absolutely destroy you. That's 101. And the funny part is they said, we're going to stand up and we're going to walk out and that's going to be our resistance. No one cared. No one cared. We are so over the theatrical outrage, entertainment, politics. We want stuff done. And they just want to be a pick-me girl type energy person in the room of look at me, look at how hard I'm fighting. But in reality, they're doing nothing. Well, and I got to say, and I did see, and I was in an elevator on my way to vote yesterday, and they had a big box of Ukrainian flag ties that they were handing out. They couldn't even decide amongst themselves what they were going to be apparently for. So you got pink suits and yellow and blue ties and black shirts, and it was just, they were deeply confused.
Well, don't tell them about a new poll that came out, CBS News poll, an astounding 76% of Americans viewing the speech approved of Trump's remarks. And when they broke it down, only 51% of the viewers identified as Republicans. So clearly, Trump has struck a nerve with mainstream America, and the Democrats still don't quite grasp or understand that. And I guess we should just let them continue to wallow in their ignorance, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's because the policies that we are championing, the work that we are doing, and what the president said, it transcends party politics.
Mm-hmm.
There are no boxes to check. Again, you know, we are no longer doing the identity politics of you get to do something based on whatever box you decide you want to check that day. No. He even said, we're returning to a meritocracy. This is something that I know everyone, regardless if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, no matter what, if you work hard, you want to be recognized for your effort, not because you happen to check a box. And the era of the participation trophy, it's over. But they are going to hold on to this for dear life. I mean, they're really tripling down on it, and it's going to be to their own peril. And to hear them last night as we were doing interviews in Media Row, just some of the comments, I'm like, man, they're stuck in an era of 10, 12, 13, 15 years ago. They really are in the midst of an identity crisis. They don't know what they stand for, quite literally.
Hey, no pressure, but March 14th is coming soon, so I'm going to use the B word on you. Budget, where are we at? Can it get done?
You know, I have a real problem personally with continuing resolutions. I have an even bigger problem if you put earmarks on it. As you guys know, I'm the only Republican congressman in the delegation in Florida that does not do earmarks. So if you put earmarks on a continuing resolution, I have a problem with that. I have an even bigger problem with the fact that this is a continuing resolution that is Nancy Pelosi's policies from 4 years ago. On top of that, to add insult to injury, you want to keep all of the same programs and spending levels that Elon and Doge has gone through and uncovered as incredibly wasteful. I have serious problems with this plan.
Well, real quick, what happened to the budget that you all passed and sent it to the Senate?
So that is actually for the reconciliation bill. So the reconciliation budget resolution is entirely separate from a CR to keep the government going and funded for the remaining fiscal year 25. Two separate things.
Wow, you got your hands full. We always appreciate your time. We know you're on limited sleep. And thanks, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, again for your time this morning. And keep fighting the good fight.
Appreciate you guys. Go Gators.
Right on. Yep. Think of positive things. Go yeah. Gators.
Yeah.
Basketball, baseball, softball.
Gotta love it.
The good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.